This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by our only guest scheduled for the day. Our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, joins us on the show. I mean, Rob came to me and offered up. I mean, you know. He said Kurt Herbstreit was thinking about coming on the show today. I'm like, you know
Buckeye,
what?
It's get real.
I just said it's a little too early in the season. Like, we're going to preview college football on the 5th of August. Why don't you tell Kurt Herbstreit we'll do that later in the month? We only need one person today with the Gotta Have It series against the Red Sox. We got to have Josh Vernier on the show today, man.
A real Ryan Burgert preview. You got to be fired up for Ryan Burgert tonight, C-Dot.
You're not?
I am, actually. I mean, that to me is the big story going into tonight's game. The 25-year-old acquired for Freddie Fermin. And, boy, you want to talk about putting a heap of pressure on this young man's shoulders. And, again, he's a rookie. His 8th career big league start up and down the minor leagues 4 times already this season. Was hoping that Bailey Falter could take some of that pressure off of him. Ultimately not Falter in his debut, the first Royals pitcher to give up 5 runs in the first inning. So now, not only do they have their back up against the wall for the series, the season series, but now the bullpen is looking to the 25-year-old Burger to save their bacon tonight. So big game tonight. And yeah, no doubt about it. The rookie is the top story.
So let's get your thoughts on the play yesterday with Nick Lofton at home plate. Whose fault is it? What did you see? What was your assessment of the play?
Well, the fault is on Nick Lofton. Right after the game, manager Matt Quatrero said as much, said that Lofton ran through the stop sign. After the game, Lofton tells Annie Rogers of MLB.com, I saw the stop sign, and I just ran on right through it. So that's a lack of self-awareness, not knowing your own speed. It's also a lack of game awareness from a guy on a team that can't afford lack of awareness, right? The Royals are never going to be the New York Yankees, where you can still win, you can still make the playoffs, even though you're a dumb baseball team and you make a lot of defensive and base running and just baseball IQ mistakes. Royals can't afford it, and they certainly couldn't last night. No, it falls on Nick Lofton. And I guess if you want to take a step back and look at the season totals, this team has been a disappointing base running team. Right, going into the All-Star break, they were statistically one of the 3 worst base-running teams in the sport. Now, they've been a lot better since the All-Star break, and I know that's an odd time to say it, but they're still, you know, by the numbers, a top 10 base-running team since the All-Star break. So the totality of the offense has been better since the break, but if you want to say, hey, the base-running's been so bad this season, I'm going to fall back to the old adage of you're either coaching it or allowing it, and either way, it's a problem. If you want to say that, they haven't been good on the base pass long enough for me to fight you. So if you do want to point to the coaching staff, that's fine. But for last night in particular, that's on Nick Lofton.
I'm not joking here. That should be a fineable offense, and he should be suspended for the day. I mean, just some of it just has to be.
Yeah, teammates could find him for that
like,
one.
Some
sure.
of it just
I mean,
has
Vinny
to
was
be,
gonna come to the dish with the bases juice.
Absolutely. Like some of it just has to be situational. Like number one, you're Nick Lofton. And I mean, that was a routine single that just extends the inning. You got a chance to bring up Vinny Pasquantino. He hit a home run to kick off this entire thing, and you're selfish enough to think that you're fast enough to score on that play, and you unilaterally make a decision against the coaching staff that is telling us our highest probability, which is you to stay on third base, and you run through it. He should absolutely be fined for what happened yesterday. If you're telling me he saw the sign, decided, hey, I'm not going to listen to that, and you were out by a country mile, yeah, man, I got to take some money out your pocket.
Well, I got news for you, C-Dot. He's in the lineup, and he's in left field, so ain't nobody sending
him
a message.
Course.
Maybe the team's finding him, but listen, he was on the bench to start the game yesterday. He didn't enter that game until the top of the seventh inning, so you would imagine he's locked in. He understands. Boy, it's been a grind out here today, and you know, he came through with a big double there in the eighth inning, but sure, a base running mistake that just can't happen in a season of base running mistakes and missed opportunities offensively that are just, eyebrow raising because it spits in the face of everything that this team was a season ago.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today. Let's talk about Bailey Falter, who made his debut for the Royals yesterday. It kind of was just air out of the balloon. I think we all were like, hey, you know, the Royals are playing hot baseball. The Red Sox are playing hot baseball. It was a full crowd. It's at Fenway. Like, I was excited to watch the game yesterday. I was at a sports bar. We had to turn it off. The Royals were getting pummeled so bad yesterday to kick off the game. What did you see from Bailey Falter in his first start with the Royals?
Yeah, just simply not good enough. I mean, you make mistakes in the middle of the dish to most big leaguers, and they're going to make you pay, let alone a Hall of Fame caliber player in Alex Bregman, a former All-Star Game MVP in Jaren Duran. You start issuing free passes. You let the opposition run wild on the base paths. Yeah, you're going to pay for it. Now, without sounding too much like a high school football coach, I would imagine if I'm Brian Sweeney today, I have Bailey Falter's full attention. Now, they have a relationship that goes back, so I'm sure he always had his full attention. But, you know, sitting in the pitcher's meeting today, that's what you're bringing from Pittsburgh. All right, how about you shut up, and here's what you're going to start throwing. Here's how you're going to start throwing it, and here's what you're going to be doing in between your starts. So now it's on this pitching department to deconstruct and reconstruct Bailey Falter and turn him into the player that this organization believes can help lead this rotation for the next few seasons, at least the 3 years they have him under control, and if not that, possibly move him, right? Hopefully you have an influx of pitching depth this offseason to where you could make a move that could possibly help your offense in 2026. But listen, it's one bad start. It's his worst start of the season. So if he does it again, then we can turn on him. But I'm going to give him another opportunity as he'll take on the carcass of the Minnesota Twins coming up at Target Field in a few days.
That's funny you use the term carcass for the Twins. It is kind of like the Twins just gave up on the season, just kind of threw their hands up and was like, hey, you know what? We ain't got it this year. Why don't we just wait for next season?
Yeah, and it's all, you know, Kansas City remembers, you know, selling an organization, selling the franchise, which is what the family up there is doing. So, sure, let's get rid of some of that money to Carlos Correa. Make it easier to, how difficult is it to sell a Major League Baseball franchise? I don't know. That's why I'm where I'm at. But, yeah, cutting costs before you sell it, I guess that's what most organizations do.
Right now, we're joined by our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today. A very important series for the Royals. They are on the road against the Red Sox. They lost the first game of the series, looking to even it up back at one apiece. I mean, I don't like the Royals' chances today. I'm not here to be negative, but Boston, they are 15-7 whenever Garrett Crochet starts for them. The Royals are at a noticeable disadvantage today against the Red Sox.
Yeah, almost 2-1 on the money line. And you look at Crochet's numbers since the beginning of June, and they're eye-popping. An ERA in the low twos. He's 8-0. The Red Sox have won 9 of his last 10 starts. 86 strikeouts in his last 66 innings of work. Certainly doesn't bode well, but all you need to remember is they've beat Tarek Skubal twice this season. And if there's one lefty in the sport that's better than Garrett Crochet, it's Tarek Skubal. Also, if you believe it's going to happen, why not throw a few bucks on it if you're out there in Kansas? 2-1 to win a baseball game. I know Crochet's, you know what, I'm not going to advise that. Not with a rookie for a team that is still below 500 going into Fenway to take on Garrett Crochet. No, it's all stacked against him. We'll see what they can do with it tonight.
Now, to be fair, I have seen plenty of times where in this scenario, the person going against the Royals, we're thinking, oh man, the Royals got this one today, where that guy has put together a great start. I mean, if you want to say the randomness of baseball, sure. I can't think of anything more baseball than Ryan Burgert in his first start goes in there and matches Garrett Crochet and maybe doesn't outpitch him, but it ends up being a 2-2 game heading into the fifth inning or so. That seems like a very baseball thing to happen.
I remember watching Eric Skoglund do exactly that to Justin Verlander at Kauffman Stadium. I believe he even received like a thumbs up after punching out Miguel Cabrera. Remember when Miguel Cabrera was so good, he would like give you a thumbs up for striking him out because he knew it was that impressive? He would tip his cap to the opposition because he was just on a different level than everybody else. But yeah, Eric Skoglund did that, and he walked off the field and, you know, waved his cap towards the fans as if he, you know, just won Game 7 of the World Series. So, yeah, hopefully that happens tonight. This kid, Burgert's never pitched at Fenway. Grew up in Canton, Ohio, went to school at West Virginia. So I would imagine he's well aware of the history that's involved at Fenway Park. So, man, that'd be quite the scene if he's able to do what Eric Skoglund did so many years ago.
Vern, what do you notice about this Red Sox team? They have actually been the hottest team in baseball since June 30th. The Royals are actually three on that list, so it goes Red Sox, Toronto, and the Royals. What do you like about this Red Sox team? Do you look at them as a true contender? Is this a team that can go to a World Series?
Yeah, the thing I worry about them or wonder about them, and even though the game's changing so much in the postseason, not many teams are asking a ton from their starting pitcher. Now, they have the ace, no doubt about it, but the number two, can I really bank on Lucas Giolito or Dustin May or Brian Bello? I don't love their starting pitching. I think their bullpen is good enough. What I love is their lineup, their defense, their base running. They have so many guys that, man, would fit so beautifully in a Royals uniform. Jarren Duran, we talk about him so much, just that, you know, five-tool talent, just an electric factory. Put him on first base, and he's going to stay in the pitcher's head, a lot like a Michael Garcia. Like, I don't want to say like a Bobby Witt Jr. because he's different level, but yeah, like what Bobby brings, what Michael brings, what Lorenzo Cain brought. That's what Jarren Duran, that's what Sidan Rafaela, that's Willier Abreu. They have so many of these guys that just do. They play the game well, right? A well-rounded quality brand of baseball and a terrific manager in Alex Cora. Yeah, I'm a Red Sox fan. I love the lineup, love the defense, love the base running, but question the pitching.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Furnier, here for a couple more minutes. I haven't got a chance to talk to you since the Royals have made a lot of changes to their lineup. This certainly feels like a much more complete lineup than they've had throughout the course of the season. The numbers kind of bear it out. I mean, this is a different offense than the Royals have had for a majority of the season. What are you noticing with the Royals lineup?
The fight. It's going to sound corny, but the belief in one another, battling at the dish, even last night, that four-run eighth inning is short. Anytime you score four runs, it's nice. And we've seen this team score late in a blowout and, you know, make rumors about turning it into a close ball game. That's not what last night was. That wasn't hollow offense, in my opinion, against some scrub reliever. That was Vinny Pasquantino down by seven runs, getting ahead in the count 3-0, but working. Seven pitches, ending up in a 405-foot home run. Michael Garcia down in the count 0-2. He works the count full. Seven pitches later, he hits a home run. You know, Mike Yastrzemski, a professional at bat. You're going to pitch me down and away, I'll go with it. Shoot it to the opposite field. Adam Frazier, foul ball after foul ball. What it was, yes, a lot of grinders and battlers at the dish, but what we're also talking about are just professionals. Professional at-bats, professional plate appearances. That, to me, along with your stars being stars, right? Salvi, Bobby, Michael, Vinny, they've all been outstanding since the All-Star break. So some professional hitters at the bottom of the lineup, some high execution from Kyle Isbell, and then your stars being stars at the top. That's been the difference.
Vern, I'll get you out of here with this last question. I don't think I've ever asked you this before. What is your favorite football movie?
Favorite football movie is...
I just watched Friday Night Lights to get ready for the season. I watched it a couple of days ago.
I don't think I've ever seen... No, I know I've never seen Friday Night Lights.
You got to fix that at some point in your life. It's an incredible movie.
Yeah, man, this is the first one that's coming to my mind is The Waterboy. It's not really a football movie as much as it's a comedy. What was the one where they had to carry the football around and they're laying on the train tracks? We used to watch that in high school before high school football movie. The Program.
I love The Program.
The program was good
great.
Back in the
I
day.
Do love The Program. Have you seen Happy Gilmore 2 yet?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you think?
It was like a movie made to honor the first Happy Gilmore, and I didn't need that. So I hope people enjoy it. I hope it makes them watch the first one, but I could have done without it.
That is our guy, Josh Vern. You're joining us on the show today. Vern, we'll catch up with you later in the week, man. Go Royals.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.